Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. After week six of the season, Loyola Academy was struggling, Jane. Then they managed to turn it up a notch. They knock off the number 19 seed, the number 14 seed, the number 6 seed, the number 2 seed. Then they beat the number 1 seed, previously unbeaten Brother Rice, to win the state championship. Loyola 13, Brother Rice 3, finishing the season at 11-3. On the phone with us, the head coach of Loyola Academy is John Holosek. Coach, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Coach, early in the season, do you say to yourself, man, this may not be our year? Did you have any of those thoughts ever?
Of course, we're human, and when things don't go your way, you definitely have some self-doubt. You doubt some of the things you're doing, but we do it as a program every year. We're putting in the time and trying to put our kids in the best place on the field, and we worked as hard as we ever have, starting like week six. We thought it was playoff mode every week, and we really gave a commitment to the team as coaching staff, and we have great coaches, and the kids bought in. We got healthy at the right time, and we got better and better and really developed. And I think the defensive showing in the last 7 weeks, I think we gave up as a first team like total of like less than 15 points. So you knew there was a chance when the defense is playing that well.
Going into the state championship, and the playoff is every week, and this is the big game, what's the one thing that you said to that team right before you went on the court?
Oh, just try to enjoy it. I mean, I love the underdog role. We've been on the other side so many times and had some disappointing outings. So just play free, fast. There's no tomorrow. So just, you know, don't doubt. I would try to say, like, hey, at this point, the mistakes are on the coaches. Go out there and just play free. Enjoy your teammates. Enjoy the surroundings. I mean, how often do you get to play for a championship? And I kind of joke, like, Hello Academy, it seems like a little bit more than usual. But honestly, to be a champion, to be crowned a champion, it doesn't come that often in your life. So embrace it and go for it.
So, John, you have that speech ready to go before every game?
Well, there's always a mix, but there's certain things that stuck with this year. We talked about getting better every day. Our best football is tomorrow, and then at the last, you know, our last day, hey, our best football is today. And I think these kids really believed in it, and they really were gelling at the right time. So it was really awesome to see the momentum and the confidence grow and the execution get better and better, and the kids just owning it. So it was a fun year.
So let me see if I have this straight. You've taken Loyola to the playoffs every year since 2006. Is that right?
Yes.
So 2011, you came in second place. 2013, second place. 2015 was the undefeated season, 14-0. You were in first place. By the way, Jane and I had you on the show that year in 2015. I don't know if you remember. I think we were on the loop at the time, Jane.
Oh.
We had you on.
Yeah, 2015.
2016, second place. 2017, last year, second place. And this year, first place. I mean, that's pretty amazing. In 8 years, you've been to the championship six times and won twice.
Yeah, it's a credit to the people that I'm surrounded by. There's a ton of great families up here that send their kids to Loyola Academy, knowing that they want the best out of them, and they support the administration, the teachers. Everyone seems to support it. We have a rigorous practice plan, and our kids, we demand, you know, the intellectual competence of the football season, as well as like the athletic, the physical part in the off season. So all this seems to work together here really well, and it's a special place.
Hey, Coach, I have to apologize. I think I said court when I meant to say field when you go out there. And I only have to correct myself because I was a high school cheerleader, and we had to take football test before we actually made the team.
What?
Yeah, we had to take a test on the rules, and we had to know what was going on. And so, because I went to Andrew High School in Tinley Park, and that was part of the way to make the cheerleading team. So
you had to take a test.
I have to apologize for calling. I know it's a field. I know what happens out there.
I thought the South Side would be acclimated into good football. I'm sure it wasn't too hard of a test for you.
No, I always pass the test.
Yeah, you just don't want the cheers at the wrong time, I would imagine.
Right, well, that's why you have the captain, so you can be cheering the right
You just watch that
right
person.
Time. Yeah,
okay.
You listen to them.
We're talking to Loyola Academy head football coach John Hollisack. Now, after winning these championships and going to the championship, people always speculate, are you going to jump to college? Do you have any aspirations to go and playing, coaching college football?
I have three children that are all going to be attending Loyola next year, and it's really a great place for me to raise a family. I'm originally from the South Suburbs, moved to Chicago when I was playing in the NFL, and then kind of just found this place and just loved it, moved up here. So I'm situated really nicely, and I couldn't be happier. But I never say no to something that if it ever came to fruition. But I've been asked a few times. It wasn't the right timing. And it's something that I haven't had an agent, don't really want to deal with it. And frankly, it would have to be the perfect situation. And right now is not the time.
Okay. That's a great answer.
You have three kids going to Loyola Academy, you said, next year?
Yeah. I'll have three boys there. A freshman, a sophomore, and a senior.
Like, Dad, can I get some lunch money?
Do you get a discount for that? You get a discount?
Yeah, it's like the cafeteria is not discounted, though. That's too bad because that's usually a heavy bill.
Yeah, sure it is.
My cousin is Phil Corey, and his son plays on your team. And it was interesting because we were following the game on Twitter and, of course, you know, getting the updates. But it's just crazy how many people follow your football program on Twitter and how active it was during the game.
Yeah, the social media. I'm not part of the Twitter universe. I'm not on any of the social media. But, yeah, it's something that we started a while ago, and I think there's a couple avenues to learn about every single play. It seems tiring on your thumbs, but we have guys dedicated to do that. So your cousin's kid, Phil, has part of the reason why we have so much success is because our scout team are the guys that the juniors, the sophomores that haven't matured yet or just a little bit away from the starting role, those guys give us a great look. And I'll tell you, Phil did a great job last week helping us out on the offensive side of the ball.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is really awesome. I didn't know that your cousin was part of the team. Coach, no school today because of the weather. When is the pep rally? Because that's what I love.
Oh, I don't think it's called a pep rally anymore. I don't know if it's not the politically correct version, but there's an honoring of the team, I think the cheerleaders, the Poms, and the band tomorrow. So
tomorrow is the big spirit day.
Wait a second. You can't say pep rally anymore?
I don't know if that's the right thing, but there's an assembly tomorrow. I know that.
A spirit assembly? Can we go there?
Yeah, I think
sure that's good. Okay. You got to say a prayer. So what happens now? Do you get some time off? Do the Jesuits let you take a vacation? What happens?
Well, that's the beauty about my job is really I kind of coordinate things in the summer for the summer sport camps. But, it's a little downtime. There's recruiting now, so I'm lucky enough to spend a lot of time with the college recruiters coming in and finding the right spots for the kids that want to move on to college from D3 to D2 to the scholarship programs. And we have a few scholarship guys, we think, and a lot of D3 schools will come through. So kind of escort them through the process. Once that clears, I'll have some time.
This is what I love about Chicago, because I always say you're one person away from somebody. We had you on the show years ago, Jane and I, and then I saw you at the Irish Fellowship Luncheon, which happens at the Hilton the first Friday, and I cornered you, and I wouldn't let you leave until you gave me your phone number.
Well, yeah, I'm your big friend Bob Lanigan, and your other Herbert friends had something to do with that,
The Herbert brothers. I'm like, you're not leaving until
so
I get your phone number.
So you gave in and gave Pete your
text,
and Pete has been nonstop texting you.
Well, just
since.
A few times. And I knew I did not text you this week. I waited until yesterday.
Surely there's no abuse of the gesture.
Okay, well, typically it does abuse that privilege when people give them
And now
number.
I feel like we've gone to another level in our relationship, so I can text you, a few times a day. which is
sure,
nice.
No problem.
Coach, congratulations, the Loyola Academy state champions. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It does, and never get tired of that title, but you know, it's really a credit to the entire community and the players. The belief that they had this year is awesome.
Well, you're a good man. Congrats and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy it.
That is Coach John Holasek from Loyola Academy in Wilmette.
I feel like teams that enjoy the process are the winning teams.
Did you notice that he never talked about himself during that entire interview? That's John Holasek to a T.
Yeah, and even at the very end, he said the entire community, the school, the players, the other coaches were the ones that were credited for the win.
Great linebacker in Chicago, went on to U of I, and he had knee surgeries, or he would have had the Budkus Award. Then he went on to the NFL. I want to say he played 7 years in the NFL, and now he's a coach. Yes, he did. He did.
Maybe you can ask him about the MRIs.
So congrats to Loyola, and thanks to Coach John Holasek. It's 720 WGN.